30,000 feet in the air. Life ain't never seemed so beautiful. What up, dope? Selling the question. Young gunner, known stunner, road runner, California, LAX, I glide numbers. That means them birds fly, triple beams, I'm dope. Got coke out what you get every time that my stove high. No lie, I'm the best, God told me I'm next. Fresh from head to toe, thanks my dude for that. They bars evil like Knievel, and calisthenics on the beat, mean to work out lethal. They fecal on any rap nigga beneath them. I'm asking where the cash at like Weezy and his people. That line goes deeper, I keep that equal. No need for sequels, so don't repeat them. Unless the ship's in an arena, though I can see them. Go toe to toe with the best of them. I been had to hook up like P still finessing them. I'm on my Duke Cigar shit, lame niggas fuck all of them. Keep a baddie on the team, balls deep, I'm all in. All work, no call in, cash out to all in. Ways on the cash route, balls till I fall in. Hope it's when you speak to me, no ho shit, I was born a G. Balls are raw in every line, I hope you pop up all my G.
Woo!
Shout out to the homie Question. It's only dope.
Top jumps off the coupe in Cali, we hating roost. No ceiling on my determination, working hard for my aspirations. Feel my dreams getting closer like it's gravitation. I'm taking off from the ground till my head it touch the clouds. After I leave this earth, I hope my soul is heaven bound. No boundaries on my ghetto path, so I'm passing through to an avenue near you. I keep my homies close, when fire's close to you. She's a cold bitch, but I love the way she feel. It's all about the hustle, that's what Jay-Z be telling me. Be watch out for these hoes, that's what it's taught by Eazy-E. The music puts me in a sunny day 300 times a year, I'm in them Cali rates. But don't let the sunshine fool you, cause a bitch will do you. Leave your face up in the dirt, planted like a tool. I'm out here cooking heat in these streets, insomniac, cause sleep is for the weak. I'm on the grind till I shine, cause the rollie keep these women on FaceTime.
I'm gonna tell you about another artist. I couldn't, like, I originally liked this artist by the name of Question. When I didn't know who he was, I was like, that motherfucker make great music. Once I actually heard him talk, I just disliked all his music afterwards. It was just absolute trash after hearing him talk.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
nigga finally put it in the street. Ever had to listen in the summer, cause these niggas set on flames, so I'm bringing out the heat. Good morning, yeah. A nigga finally waking up to sleepers. Had to switch it up, they ain't give a fuck. Now they listen to my music, now they wish the best of luck. Good morning, yeah. I'm working hard every day. Got that on my knees, my father, I had to pray to keep the demons away from me. I know it's guaranteed. I'm a black man thinking I'm shooting, they thinking I'm robbing, they talking like they about to disarm, and I wasn't giving no knowledge. But now I know, they only want us dead, but yeah, we grow. Niggas turn enemies. Every goddamn day. I had a lot of friends that always wanted to play. When I was getting this money, these niggas wanna portray. Damn, what a loss. Knowing that they mad and I'm a boss. Took a little time, I had to put it in rewind and get my business and my money. Now I'm stacking over time. So my bounce back finally had committed. Never fuck with any business that I couldn't hit it. Nigga, what? Complaining about a trust, but you wanna give me hands. The only fan can look at us, huh? You don't like what I'm saying, then fucking go away. I'ma talk a whole lot of shit. It's a whole lot of people that got shit in his ass, but his body made a devil for Nas ass to kiss. Good morning.
Oh, yeah.
New king, new flow. Imagine if I never took a shot, I'd probably shoot the videos and make a TikTok, make a me go shit. It never put me on, I try to do it myself, but I'm better make a song. I'm a young nigga that gotta do it, it's better than anybody that claim they can do it. I was born as a legend, raised by the god. I don't want it to win and it's spitting fire, no lie. Granny died because Demetrius. I started to go my dress and this is why. Surrounded by death. I wanna get away, so I'm holding my breath. But you told me, better go with the flow, cause you finna change the game, but you already know. So I'm back again, it will never stop. A pick with me, they could never crop. I'm a fighting nigga that would love to box. Don't do the tweeting, don't like to talk. Stay out the way. Moving so blindly, you thought I was raised. I'm bringing the pressure, you niggas out of route. Talking the gun and y'all niggas hella count. They wanna see me down, well, I won't do it. We call them snitching niggas, rally to it. I wanna tell my mama you can stop the work. Your ugly ass son making music. Your ugly ass son make a hella band. I had to knock you up and just do it. People always ask why I'm looking hurt. I try to celebrate, but
everything I love, now I'm starting to hate ya.
Now I'm starting to hate.
I say don't send me fake love. Don't send it my way, yeah.
Yeah. Don't
send it my way, yeah. Elizabeth, you got one.
You.
I don't wanna
Keep on. cast all my sins away, cause I can't find my reason to keep on breathing, cause life's deceiving, yeah. And if you know just what I know, if you ever feel this low, I'm the only place to go, cause I can't find my reason to keep on breathing, cause life's deceiving, yeah.
Job at the post office, you know, maybe at a bank, you know what I'm saying?
All good, man.
Work real hard, work my way up to manager.
We need more black people like this.
You know what I'm saying? Learn the system a little bit, and I'll rob that motherfucker blind. Break all y'all seals.
All up in the spot, dog, doing what I do. See these niggas watching, they hating how we move. I don't give a fuck, lame niggas, stay silent. Whole team here wildin' out and gettin' violent. All we do is talk mad shit and pop bottles. All we do is talk mad shit and pop bottles. All we do is talk mad shit and pop bottles. All we do is talk mad shit and pop bottles. King of the ball says stuff, so we stuntin'. Shadow we the click, all you lame niggas frontin'. All up in the club, you ain't buying out nothing. Show us love, cause we get it from the muscle. Nigga, nigga, stay humble. You don't want trouble. Grab another bottle, pop course, make it bubble. She asked me how I get it. I said it's in the hustle. When it comes to the birds, a couple words like Russell. I ain't be the shit. Did you niggas catch bricks? Up in VIP with your bitch on my dick. I make you niggas sick. I'm the shit you can't stomach it. Niggas so lame, you give them props and they run with it. I'm just having fun with it. Models on deck. Strippers on the scene. Porn stars. Nigga, I'm fresh. Yeah. All up in the spot, dog, doing what I do. See these niggas watching, they hating how we move. I don't give a fuck, lame nigga, stay silent. Whole team here wildin' out and gettin' violent. All we do is talk mad shit and pop bottles. All we do is talk mad shit and pop bottles. All we do is talk mad shit and pop bottles. All we do is talk mad shit and pop bottles.
Club night niggas hate to see the boy. Wrist on, clear the bank and got it out the toy. For every one dude that I hate, five chicks going lovey. Horses everywhere, Louis belt on my stomach. Molly in the area, she bought a couple buses. Shoe game, this is how you fuck, boys disgusting. Shadowy, KGB, in here like some Russians. Bitches everywhere, up her ass getting busted. We talk mad shit, pop bottles. Honing old flames, VIP with the models. Ladders in the car with sendos filled with hollow. See her licky licky, started talking about she swallow. Sam and Apollo. The world like Twitter, what we do, niggas follow. My dialogue something like a pet from Chicago. Straight and lean, slow, sipping out a baby bottle.
All up in the spot, dog, doing what I do. See these niggas watching, they hating how we move. I don't give a fuck, lame niggas, stay silent. Whole team here wildin' out and gettin' violent. All we do is talk mad shit and pop bottles. All we do is talk mad shit and pop bottles. All we do is talk mad shit and pop bottles. All we do is talk mad shit and pop bottles.
All we do is talk mad shit and fuck the club up. Lame niggas sit down, bad bitches hands up. Something like a robbery, ask you niggas about that. Cause they pussy, ain't nothing disclosed about that. See my whole team here and we lit. MVIP like I run that bitch. Bottles of the goose to the ladies, shots on me. Wide awake, geez, I gotta slap a nigga with GP cause they think I'm bitch. Cause of my height, but I'm a castle nigga, I was born to fight. But if they try to jump for them goons out, and we a big nigga, watch them move out. Just know, Crush is really low, guys. So you ain't TCG, Sky De La War, guys. Y'all don't win with a horse, guys. Y'all niggas is short, guys. And we got big guns, things to us all, guys. It's
all up in the spot, dog, doing what I do. See these niggas watching, they hating how we move. I don't give a fuck, lame niggas, stay silent. Whole team here wildin' out and gettin' violent. All we do is talk mad shit and pop bottles. All we do is talk mad shit and pop bottles. All we do is talk mad shit and pop bottles. All we do is talk mad shit and pop bottles.
Shoulders, this shit feathers. Catch me sliding in the Rango with the bosses and the stuff. The C is BMG the gang, that's the title, I'm the head of, huh? Trendsetter, double baby getting cheddar. Way too fucking fly, I don't even got propellers. Got a baddie in the telly, she gon' eat me like Nutella. You see talking kill a snail, but can't do shit to a player, huh? Hell yeah, man the bag, hunter back. Snapping on the beat, y'all can thank dope for that. I be doing what I'm supposed to, I don't really need a plan. Tipsy see the grease, bro, I'm cooler than a fan. Heard it beat once, like a pull, I'm jumping in. If you tryna book a feature, I need 2 times 10. Change the band after band, like a groupie for a drummer. If you niggas got some mana, then my niggas got them bumpers.
Real nigga in the building, catch me standing on the business. LeBron on these niggas, yeah, you witnessing the greatness. Never catch us lacking 50 calories, but I'm back 100 milli for the stacking beat. We keep it fucking real, nigga in the building, catch me standing on the business. LeBron on these niggas, yeah, you witnessing the greatness. Never catch us lacking 50 calories, but I'm packing 100 milli for the stacking BMG, we keep it cracking.
Double bag Dorino, step on rappers like they doormat. Sipping on that green, got me moving slow like Snorlax. Feel the hustle, cook the music like it's pure crack. If I ain't a whole ass boy, then what you call that? West Coast, real town business, caught a body on the beat. I ain't even try to kill it, I be spitting what I spit, know the real is gon' feel it. Mind on the mission till I'm sitting on the millions.
Money
feeling, who the hell got time for those? On the grind chasing dollars and these niggas chasing hoes. Get them gone, I'm a Mac up on the low. I ain't even said a word, yet I'm ill on mama throw. We on go, yeah, all my niggas bout it. BMG Pharrell on the game, we gon' riot, who you trying?
What?
Say you winning, then you lying. If it ain't about the team, then please don't tell me about it.
Real nigga in the building, catch me standing on the business. LeBron on these niggas, yeah, you witnessing the greatness. Never catch us lacking 50 calories, but I'm packing 100 milli for the stacking BMG, we keep it fucking real. Nigga in the building, catch me standing on the business. LeBron on these niggas, yeah, you witnessing the greatness. Never catch us lacking 50 calories, but I'm packing 100 milli for the stacking BMG, we keep it cracking.
Hey y'all, what it do? It's your boy Dopez. Episode, another rendition of the No Filter Radio Show. Make sure you pour up, roll up, do whatever you gotta do. But we're gonna be back right after these messages. You already know what it is. You know what? I'm digging the crates. I'm digging a little in the crates.
Girl, your whole aura something new. You keep it G, how you supposed to do? Broke niggas can't get close to you. Them niggas don't respect your grind. Stick with me, I protect your vibe. Girl, your whole aura something new. You keep it G, how you supposed to do? Broke niggas can't get close to you. Them niggas don't respect your mind. Stick with me, I protect your vibe. Yeah.
Riding to the music, big body in the rain. Sipping on some rocks, got me swerving in the lanes. Windows got them tinted, keep my heater on the seat. Cali nights and city lights, got me vibing to the beat. Man, I feel elite, baby posted in the seat. French tips on her feet, sundress, nothing underneath. It's a moment when we slide, heated seats up in the ride. She's throwing freaky vibes, mess with Kitty as I drive. The moon's creeping through the clouds, she tossed her hair, she's blowing loud. The music's pounding hella loud, mobbing through the old. Now her eyes connected to my soul, the streets is calling home. So I'll never let it go because it's all I'll ever know. Till the next episode. We pull up to the door, chrome blades, chopping rain, razor blades, chopping ace. She runs it up, she drops it off, I hit the gas, we taking off. We split the pack, we bump a pack, she blow a rack, we run it back.
Girl, your hoe all of a sudden new. You keep it G, how you supposed to do? Broke niggas can't get close to you. Them niggas don't respect your grind. Stick with me, I protect your vibe. Girl, your whole aura something new. You keep it G, how you supposed to do? Broke niggas can't get close to you. Them niggas don't respect your mind. Stick with me, I protect your vibe. Yes.
Rolling down 9 to 5, bad bitch by my side, yes. Sexy ass dress on my hand, sliding up a thigh. Hood chick that I know from round the way. We usually keep it friendly, but today she wanna play. We vibing to the music, yeah we grooving. Feel like autopilot by the way we cruising. She love how I spit, so we bump in some new shit. Then I lay back and just let the beat dip. Looking so pretty under the lights of the city. That ass looking plump, them titties sitting pretty. Whip into the parking lot, she hop on top of me. Tell me it's mine as she ride it to the beat. Told me to choke her, I knew she was a damn freak. Pussy so wet, dripping all over the damn seat. I made her, oh, had to let her know. Then we just talked to the sun, said hello.
Girl, your whole all of a sudden new. You keep it G, how you supposed to do? Broke niggas can't get close to you. Them niggas don't respect your grind. Stick with me, I protect your vibe. Girl, your whole all of a sudden new. You keep it G, how you supposed to do? Broke niggas can't get close to you. Them niggas don't respect your mind. Stick with me, I protect your vibe. Yeah.
I don't know who produced that track, but that is a phenomenal track. Shout out to everybody tuning online. Shout out to everybody tuning on the switchboard. It's a manic Monday. It's a lazy Monday. I'm just letting y'all know right now. But, hey, shout out to us being here today. I'm going to go ahead and bring on everybody's favorite co-host, the man that y'all all came to see, the OTR General, Brody's daddy. The man that has spent more time in California in the past week than I have. Ladies and gentlemen, Smoothie Dude. Ladies and gentlemen, Smoothie Dude.
Yeah, you know I'm in the mountain, man. Can you hear me?
We can hear you now. We can hear you now.
It's snowing and shit up here, bro. This shit is getting ridiculous, bro. I'm tired of driving into snow. I'm in Siskiyou, Oregon, and the Siskiyou Mountains, and it's snowing. This shit
it's
is snowing. Dumb as fuck, bro. That's what I hate about this job. Like, I'm not gonna lie, when I was in Oakland early, it was 60.
That shit dropped expeditiously. You dropped expeditiously.
Nigga, in 300 and some miles. I ain't even went there for
it. He said the elements are elementing right now. The elements are elementing.
Man, this shit crazy, bro. We in the building, though. What crush it?
I'm going to bring on everybody's vertically challenged Dominican, non-Hispanic Negro out of the state of Delaware that was hanging out with his favorite DJ earlier. Ladies and gentlemen, Crush the Catalyst.
Y'all know what the fuck it is. It's Mr. Everything, the Cold Word Chiller, Shadowy Gorilla, Crush the Catalyst, you're missing me with the baddest chick. I'm going to get shot for the shit I say, but I'm going to say it anyway. Mr. In the Groove, so fucking smooth, being wearing the most hidden nigga in Delaware, because rock with no filter. Shit by the Gorilla. What up, niggas?
Why these folks need to drive, bro? Cause it's...
Why do you have so much rich?
Huh?
Look, Monet has a... It looked like it's snowing on Monet's plate. She has a mountain
like
of ranch.
I like it, bro. I like it. Nah, these niggas
shout
are
to
Oregon, though, bro. Shout out to Monet. Shout out to Crush the Catalyst. I seen you, though, Crush. I seen you, bro. Crush getting like raised. He been showing his face and shit a lot more on IG and shit. What's up with you boys, man? You niggas is... I see y'all, bro. I ain't mad at y'all, though. I'm here for it.
Chill out. That's my little cousin.
Bro, No. I ain't saying
we're,
like
we're
this.
We're talking about you're on IG more, nigga. Like, you actually want to show your ugly mug on IG.
Yeah, like Razor, here. I just seen...
because I'm trying to be outside. I'm trying to be outside.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying, fam.
Yeah, I'm going to the gym after the show and everything. I'm trying to get my shit right. I'm trying to be outside or something. What the bullshit?
We know any woman that we see you with. Yeah, we know any woman that we see you with is related to you, Chris. We know that it ain't just some.
You know what? You.
You bitch ass.
I hate you so much.
No, I hate him too, man. We got to. Show, so we gotta act for
him. Chicken wings. I mean, I get it, but I mean, it was a lot of ranch though, Smooth. Like nigga, like the apocalypse was coming, and she wanted to make sure that she had all the ranch.
We're gonna use that $3 Sam gave him and go buy some more ranch.
Then. Yeah, we're gonna take that $3 that your mama gave you, and now we're gonna buy some more ranch. Shout out to Smoothie Dude because she do have Apple Pay.
Yeah, she have to say, that's why I said Sam. See how like last week? That's that shit Chris was talking about. But it's cool though because
What I was going to say, oh, so today I'm scrolling through, I'm just scrolling to my followers. And you know what I realized?
What happened, pal?
A lot of motherfuckers that we started music doing, they don't do music no more.
Yeah.
Like.
Give me one example. You ain't got to give me a lot. And then I'm
Maybe you just realized that?
Yeah, bro. Like, I just realized that a lot of people that we started doing music with a long, like, back in, 2012, 2013, are no longer doing music. Like, and the crazy thing is I go through their IG, right? And I'm going through their IG, and they haven't been active since, like, 2014, 20. I'm like, God dang.
After you give me an example. Just one person.
Okay. So I'm going to start with, Who we got?
Mr. Pell just retired.
You really answered my second question, though.
Yeah, because I'm going through. So I got Mr. Peels.
Just retired.
Don.
All right, no. I just wanted one. But look, so Nick, you keep going, but I just wanted to ask this question after that. Are you still following them? Or friends? Or whatever.
They're following me. I don't know if I'm following. I'm assuming I'm following them. I'm still following because I don't unfollow people unless you give me a reason to unfollow you. But I'm like starting from the beginning of my Instagram life, and I got Country, Mr. Pills, Dawn Dutchess, Kato the Pyro. When was the last time the nigga dropped it?
I don't know, but he dropped a song last year before. 2022.
Is it available on different platforms? Yeah, you could do a show.
But you saying projects? Or you saying like niggas still active? I mean, if they doing shows, getting paid for shows. Shit, it's niggas that's doing shows that ain't dropping nothing. Like I don't know, like Salt and Pepper still doing shows off their own shit.
Like,
doing shows and being active is different from dropping. As long as niggas getting paid for their craft, You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. Sir Mix-a-Lot, because I got high nigga. He still ain't dropped. Like, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm trying to get your angle. Because if a nigga still, if a nigga can drop one track and 10 years later still do a show off that one track, I think that's still an accomplished music career.
I'm not saying, all I'm saying is how many people don't consistently do music. Like,
nigga, I don't consistently do music.
Yeah, but you've actually had a song within the last year, though.
Okay, true.
I think Outside was, yeah.
Outside was last year.
Yeah. I'm just looking, so the people that I originally was supportive and, you know, we were in there doing music, I can't go and be like, oh, let me go grab that new, oh, no, they ain't got nothing. I know life be lifing, but. How do you stop doing music? I don't understand it, because, like,
we're elder statesmen.
No, but look, though, you saying life be lifing. I ain't gonna even lie, though. That's like me when I start rapping or putting out music. It's like, I'm going to be honest with you. I know I didn't have no future in that shit. So I stopped.
Yeah.
Some people get to a spot where it's like they realize, I ain't gonna say it ain't no future in it, but yeah, it ain't no future in it. So I still fuck with music and I cherish my accomplishments, but I don't know. Like, I know it ain't no more. Like, these people who have went platinum, like, why MC Hammer don't come out with no more music? Or these other people that have made it, they just stopped. Like you say, life be life, but there's other reasons behind it. That don't make them no more or no less passionate about they craft. It's just something that happened in life that made them stuck. Like, I know people probably not going to buy and other things, but why wouldn't MC Hammer try to come out with something else? Why do you think? You get what I'm saying, though? Or do I need to go a little more?
So here's how I'm looking at it. There's making music because you love making music, and then there's music because you're wanting to profit. So me making music was to make a profit, wasn't my primary goal. So I guess that's why it doesn't bother me, because I love music so much. That's why I'm going to still do it. But for you, was it the love of the music, or was it like, all right, well, I could do music, and like, how deep is the passion of music? That's what I'm trying to find out. Like, how deep is the passion of music that you? I mean, you're still Smooth a Dude, right? Whether you're not rapping or not, you're still Smooth a Dude. Smooth a Dude still exists. You know what I'm saying? Crush the Catalyst still exists. Like, whether you're doing music or not, your name, your brand, who you are, you still carry that. But if Hammer's not rapping, is he still Hammer?
Yeah.
Okay, he still
has the Catalyst still exists without music.
Well, okay. So what is
Hammerwood now? Crush, that's on you. You got a lot of shit. Like, you was rapping, you did the radio. I mean, it's all on how you look at it. I feel what bro saying was smooth. I'm still smooth. Like, cause that's me. Crush is you. Like, now that would be up to you to be like, music make Crush, because honestly, I get what Dope talking about. Like, Crush the Catalyst is.
No, I get him too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like, Hammer still Hammer with or without the music.
See, that's what I'm saying. So he's still Hammer without the music. So what? You're still. So, like, is Ice Cube still Ice Cube without the music? Yeah, he's actually better
without the music.
He's better without the music.
That was the start, though, the music. So we can't overlook that, but you get what I'm saying. Like,
yeah, yeah. So even though I'm a, you know, we're elder statesmen, it's about, okay, how much do you, I can't stop doing music because I just love doing music, right? There's nothing better than creating a beat, putting words on the beat, and then, you know what I mean? And I, you know, and then seeing, giving that love to my kid and seeing my kid flourish from my love of music. But even his love of music is not the same as my love of music. Like, I mean, think about how hard we went from 2012 to what? 2015?
3-4 years, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, even for me, from 2012 to 2017, I dropped so many fucking mixtapes. I'm like, it's because I couldn't stop doing music. And the fact that I had, like, a team of people around me that loved doing music. I mean, my, you know, that Thanksgiving Day Massacre, I had 30 collabs, 30 features, right? 30 features. That's how many people were doing music. Now I've got a pool of what, maybe 5 or 6, 7 of people that really love doing music.
Yeah, we love music, but it shit takes a toll on you.
I mean, I feel what you, like, okay, folks want to see that profit off of it too, or see a name or see something going. But then, in my head, one, like Crush say, that shit take a toll on your mind, body, your spirit, like everything. But then some people got families that ain't all the way supportive, i.e. baby mama, kid, and other circumstances come around that they can't spend that on that studio time or whatever. Like, you got an in-home studio. All you got to do is you make your beat. You do your own raps. All you got to pay for is mixing, and you straight. You even do the art graphics. So, honestly, you don't need nobody but a mixer. That's what I'm saying. Your situation, hold on.
Yeah.
So that make your situation different from, say, an average Joe that needs to record, mix, master, buy a beat. Like, that should get expensive to them. So trying to do a project is kind of different from, I don't know. I know you get what I'm saying. But
Yeah.
That is
a good and relevant point, right? So when is the cost of being making music outweigh the actual love of doing music, right? Because
that comes down to the person.
Yeah, but it's like any time where you can't, like, you got a bill or you, I mean, common sense to tell you, I got $100, I got this $99, I got this $75, $80 bill, or I can go get me a 4-hour block in the studio, like, which one I'm going to do. Like, I don't know. But some people may think different, but I'm definitely going to take care of that bill with the $80 and have that $20 to go do some other shit with, you know.
Yeah.
Well, what was you about to say, though? I mean, it comes down to your necessities. Like, you put your necessities first. And I think that's how people sway away from the music, because they're not influenced like maybe your Quest. Or even Crush. Crush got his shit at the house, and he can record, too. And then he got...
Like, take it from me. Like, when I put my shit down, I'm like, I was like, fuck all this shit. But then I was dying inside, like, and I had no way to express it. Like, that shit, like, not rapping was literally killing me. Like, I was making myself sick, like, every day, because I was just holding all that shit in. Like, when all this shit started being a job, it, like, I lost the fun in it, and I forgot why I did it. And it wasn't for, like, no, it was literally for my sanity. It was literally for me to have an escape and let my shit out. And I forgot that. And that shit was killing me. So I get why people quit, and I get why people stay.
Yeah.
That's valid. I'm glad to hear that.
I can get why people, man, be like, man, fuck this shit. Like, and because I said, man, fuck this shit. And then I realized, oh my God, I need this.
Need this shit. Yeah.
Like, I don't, like, I who am I without rap? Who am I without Crush the Cattle?
One?
Yeah. I mean, you are one.
I've been for so long, I don't even know how to be just one anymore. I've been for so long.
See, and that's what I'm saying. Could you imagine if we didn't have our alter ego?
Hey, that's crazy. I'm trying to take a picture. I'm sorry, Dr. I just passed, you know, we was on the phone after I passed Catalyst Baptist Church. I just passed Catalyst Wine and Brewery. I'm in Oregon now. I'm trying to see where it said it's off the highway so I could take a picture. Catalyst Wine and Brewery.
Catalyst Wine. Yeah, nah. I mean, but think about it. If you was just regular old wine. Just think about it. If you never created Crush the Catalyst, and you just had to go the rest of your life,
wandering around this bitch.
Like, I don't even know. I mean, I'm jealous. All right, cool.
No.
But, Christopher.
I definitely could be.
Like, it's weird. It's like weird introducing myself. It's weird introducing myself, like, in non-music environment, like,
but look,
like my boy getting married, like, shout out to Dave, my boy getting married, and he got me in the group chat, like, yo, this is da 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 da, and this is
crap.
And I'm like, I'm the only one he referred to as like everybody with their real names. They're like, who's Crush?
Yeah.
And I'm like, hi, I'm Crush. Flash Wand, and it feels weird, like because bruh. I'm in the vetting group chat and they calling me Crush. Like, it's just like, hold on, wait, I gotta get to a point where I need to, like, start seeing my name in public again.
Crush or Dope, and even Smooth, and okay, I can only speak for me. Smooth ain't nothing edgier Christopher. Like, Smooth say shit Christopher want to say, but he can't. I don't know. I think that's like, Smooth is Christopher's alter ego, bro. But I think I know how to turn Smooth down and turn Christopher up, or if I get provoked, I'll turn Christopher down and turn Smooth up. They never not apart. Christopher is always Smooth. Smooth is always Christopher. If y'all understand what
exactly.
I mean. I'm always here.
They're two sides of the same coin.
Yeah, I'm always both of them. I'm always here. We always here.
Bruh, I think the only time I'm not dope is when I'm around my family and work. Those are the only two times I'm not dope.
I was about to say, you better say work. The way you come
from. Yeah, I cannot be dope at work. I cannot be dope at work.
You is Jonathan like a motherfucker at work.
Yeah, this is Jonathan with super looking ass.
Bruh. Like,
yo, you could see you at work is always going to be funny as all fuck.
Yeah,
yo,
I'm like, this nigga smooth anywhere. He literally be smooth anywhere. Even at work, he's smooth.
No, for sure. That's what I'm saying. Christopher never leaves Smooth, and Smooth never leaves Christopher. Like, for real.
But if Dope showed up at work, Nick, they'd be like, what the fuck is this?
See? But it's also three sides to me, though. It's, you got Juan, you got Crush, and you got JJ.
Who the fuck is now, JJ?
JJ is the family. Yeah. JJ is the family.
That's what they call you at the family reunion, fam. JJ.
JJ, that's Donzella, baby boy.
That's what they call you at the family. It's the family reunion. Look at there.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got one of those. Hey, it's crazy because I got the same initials, right?
I'm Chris. I don't have no. My folks call me Smooth or Chris. Like, I don't know. My mama don't even too much call me Christopher. Like, I don't know.
What did your mama call you?
Chris or something.
What did your mama call you?
Yeah, or Chris. I'm trying to think when the last time she's called me Christopher. Hey, matter of fact, call my mama real quick on the switchboard. Wait, I can't give up my number. Never mind. Hold on.
Yeah.
Special guest, Mama Washington, and a second, let me call. All right, hold on. Hold, please. This is going to be fun.
Yeah, that transition was different from going from JJ to Crush.
Mama, hey. Hold on, Chris. Mama.
What?
We live on the air. I got to ask you a question.
Sure.
Real quick. I got Jonathan, Dope, and Warren. I got Jonathan and Warren on the phone.
How you doing?
What a host.
Fine, how are you all?
Hey, Mama Washington. How you doing, Mama Washington?
How you doing? I'm good.
Just talking. When was the last time you called me Christopher?
I don't know.
So what do you usually call me, son or Chris, don't it?
Chris.
You see, I'm trying to think. I don't really remember you calling me Christopher in a long time.
It's been a while. Even when you was home, when I called, it's Chris.
Did I just say that, though?
Yeah.
I ain't been called Chris for a minute. I don't know.
You want to change your name?
I mean, it is Christopher. It is Christopher. No, we were just, I don't know how we even got on that. And I was like, let me call you.
We were talking about how certain people perceive us. And I was talking about how I had three names. Like, I have Juan, that's my government name, but I go by Crush when I rap, but my family knows me as JJ. So we was all going through, like, our names that people perceive us by.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, everybody called Chris. Chris.
Yeah. Everybody called Chris. Nobody calls him Chris.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody calls him Christopher. They call
or
me, they
Smooth.
Call me
a lot of your friends call you Smooth.
Didn't I just say that? I told you that.
We gotta get you something else besides Chris and Smooth. Like, we gotta think of something else. We can't just be giving you Chris.
Man,
and
look, I'll be 41 in 18 days, my boy. Well, 17 days, no sir. We ain't coming up with no more names.
Nothing new.
All right, I'm going to let you go and let you. Okay, what, you want to ask me one more another question while we got on the line?
Mama Washi, I just want you to know that I'm going to be there May 11th, and I look forward to seeing you. I look forward to seeing you.
Okay, you coming to Little Rock?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I'm coming too, Mama. Mother's Day
and
then.
I look forward to meeting you.
Yeah, and Crush coming too. So yes, ma'am. Question got it for sure. We all coming down.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I look forward to seeing you too. Hey. And Jonathan, I've seen Jonathan, so I know Jonathan.
I look forward to meeting you.
Okay. Y'all all take right, care.
I love you, Mom. You too.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Already.
Yo.
That was what's up, bro. I had Mama on the show.
Yeah, shout out to Mama Washington. We got Mr. DeLorean in the building.
Oh, you should have brought him on. I know he probably wants to holler at Mom real quick.
No,
I did bring him on.
I always want to talk to Mama Washington, man. It's Mama Smooth, that
yeah.
Real soon.
Yeah, we had her on the show, fam. Hey, man, I'm smiling from ear to ear. My mama was on the show, man. That was,
man.
What's the day?
And she was with it, too. She was like, Mama Washington was with it. Hey.
Now, Mama know what time it is.
Hey, look, my mama with the shit, really, bro.
I ain't gonna lie,
like, when I was running the street, she would be careful, all that shit, bro. Like, I ain't gonna face on me or whatever. Mama, I need to hide this here. All right, whatever. Like, my mama really with the shit. But she gonna be on church on Sunday, though. At least
she's
with that Bible.
Church on Sunday. My dad gonna be at church on Sunday too. My dad gonna be at church on Sunday. Man, hey. All right, so, hey, Quest. So we was talking. The show originally started with, like, how many people do we know that back in 2012 started doing music, and then now here it is 2024, and they are no longer doing music, or they're dropping, like, you know, sporadically, like once every, you know, 4 years, 5 years, only a single. Like, you go to their Instagram and it's nothing but, you know, kids and you know, family life. Like, it's nothing to do with music.
I'm going to be honest. I don't be paying attention to none of these niggas. Listen.
I hate this nigga.
I salute everybody who doing whatever they doing, but I'm still on this road, and I'm still Deloria Life Academy, Rock the Block. We working, y'all watching. I have no care in the world about what nobody else is doing. I don't even look no more. I have no reason to, because I'm on a different playing field. I am the cut above. I am where they should be. And I'm not where I want to be, and they still should be where I'm at. So, therefore, I don't even care, to be honest with you.
Now, Smooth brought up a good point. Like, we have this love of music. Like, me and you, we have this love of music, right? But also, we do a lot of the music ourselves, right? So we don't require a lot of assistance for us to do our music, right? Versus, like, somebody else who's just a rapper. So they got to get beats. They got to get mixing and mastering. They got to get studio time. Like, so do you think that has a factor in whether or not even if you love doing music?
No, niggas stop making excuses, bro. Niggas got to stop making excuses, dog. Niggas is recording songs on their phone, bro. Like, no, you got to quit making excuses. It's YouTube out here, dog. I learned 60% of the shit that I know from YouTube, dog. No, there's no excuse in today's climate. Not an excuse whatsoever, bro. So, no. There are websites where you can purchase beats for $10. No, quit playing with me. Fuck no.
No.
There's no excuse.
And then
niggas
and
don't want to
rustle. Yeah, they don't. Now, see, there's two types of. That was another thing we were talking about, right? We were talking about there's the love of music, and then there's the end result that you're wanting from music. So, like, for me, I just love doing music, right? So I was like, all right, cool, I love doing music. Quest loves doing music, but he has an end result for his music. Versus me, I was like, shit, I just love doing music. So whatever.
I'm on a space where, like I said, I was this the other day too. I literally talking to my girl and I'm just like,
I sent her this message and just like, bro, the life I have right now, clocking in, giving my time for money, that shit's gonna no longer exist here in the next 365. Ain't no way. I say, I'm supposed to be on a yacht, motorboating you, all of that shit. This is not what I'm supposed to be doing. I did just get booked for Ghana, but I'm supposed to be getting booked other places.
Let's go!
Yeah, outside of, like, Australia, Ghana, like, yeah. So all of these things, like, bro, I'm the one. That nigga, I'm Neo, outside of the Matrix. Still the nigga. Yeah, ain't no way. Ain't no way, bro.
Hold on. You going to Ghana? What, you got a book for Afrocella?
No. I got booked for something else.
Okay.
I got booked. We'll talk outside of here about it. I don't want to get too much info.
Gotcha.
Yeah, definitely booked for Africa, though. Shout out to Lion Radio in Australia. She really made that happen for me. I appreciate you, Nolani, straight up, for looking out for the kid. That was a blessing.
Yeah. And then another thing was, like, how do people just give up? Like, so we were talking about, all right, so, you know, Wine is Wine, Crush is Crush, and then he got JJ, right? Then I got Jonathan, then I got Roger, and then I got Doped, right? Smooth only got Chris. That's pretty much what he got. He just got Chris. What do you, like, when you take away question, what do you have?
Mikey.
Hey!
So, but it really takes a lot to know Mikey, though. Like, bro, you got to, like, really grow with me. Like, my family, you know, they the only one who really addressed me about it. But everybody else, nigga, it's Quest. Quest, Question, McFly, McFleazy, you know, Mr. Fresh, Mr. Charisma or something like that. They call me Question Network.
What? Get the hell out of here. Really?
Yeah.
His name band say Question. Yeah.
No,
get
everybody.
The fuck
call me
out of here, bruh. I wish,
yeah,
I could have my, look, if I could be at work, be like Dope, but nah, I can't be Dope at work.
Yeah, they call me.
See,
they call
Quest,
me Question.
Quest working. Quest working another realm, though. Like, I'm guessing.
I work in
the
music.
Was,
yeah,
happy,
I work in the music.
It would be Michael. If he was at Super, you know, like, I would be probably Christopher. No, I'd probably still be Chris. Cause no. All right, that's the thing about my name. I tell people my name, Christopher, but what do you want to go by, Chris for short? And I just, shit, whatever, whichever. And they just run with Chris. Like,
yeah,
I think Christopher is too formal, but it's like, that's my name. I'm not embarrassed by it or nothing like that.
Yeah, no.
Like a Richard Mark, you know, Richard can be Mark or Bill. Robert can be Bill. Like Bobo, go by Bobo. But his real name, Robert. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But he not embarrassed by Robert, but folks just call him Bobo.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy. Because, like, when they try to call me, like, John or John, I'm like, no, that's just, I don't. Either call me John or John or don't call me that. Now, the CEO and everybody above me call me JJ, which is weird because they call Crush JJ. But, like, from my boss and above, so all the people with six figures and above, they all call me JJ. No, nobody calls me John. But the only one that actually calls me Dope at work is my boss.
I call you Raj. You already said it.
I call you old.
I was trying to keep it off the show, but since you brought it to the show today, now it ain't even no more Dope. It's Roger with special co-host, Smooth Dude, and we got Quest and we got Crush in the building. or no?
No, I'm still dope. Oh, no. I don't even know who I would be without dope. Like, right? Like, dope allowed me to be who I really want to be outside. Right?
I'd be dead without Crush.
Yep.
I'd definitely be dead without Crush.
That's what I was saying, though. I think Juan, Roger, and Michael is always in us, bro. Like I said, Smooth just...
Oh, absolutely.
Like, it can't be no...
But I think we need Smooth. I think we need Smooth, Crush, Question, and Dope to survive.
Yeah.
I believe that, too. I get what you're saying.
Yeah, because I couldn't be Jonathan throughout the... for example, when I'm in the street, I can't be Jonathan in the street. Like, it's not possible. Because Jonathan is a completely different mindset. Like, he only exists in corporate America and with women. Like, so my women call me Jonathan, and, you know, my job calls me Jonathan.
Y'all saying a name. I'm thinking a mindset. And I think that's what you were getting to right there, dope.
But that goes the name goes with the mindset.
Exactly. I'm going to be honest with you.
Exactly.
No. Because Quest or Question is business and streets. Yeah, it's both. Like that person.
You saying Michael not?
I'm not saying it's not. But what I'm saying is like when Hov said I'm not a businessman, I'm a businessman. They call this man Hov in business meetings, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's the same person. Yeah, he's Sean Carter, and I'm Michael Sykes, but nigga, they call me Quest everywhere. In meetings,
but see,
in business meetings.
When I got that $25,000 check from that place when they wanted me to clean, y'all all a witness to that. They called me Christian.
All right, but I have a legal pseudonym called Question, which I can get checks in that name.
Christopher is what got me that check. Smooth didn't get me that check. But Smooth is...
No, actually, Smooth did get you the check, though.
Okay, I kind of see you on that. Because
you said I'm saying? Smooth had to hustle to get the check.
Get the hand clap for that. I got to get the hand clap for that. Hold on. I got to get the hand clap for that one. Good. Yeah, hold on. Where the hand clap at? Hold on, where the hand clap at? Because
you had to talk to somebody to get the contract, which gave you the check.
I was definitely smooth.
Yeah, come on, man. You know I know.
Hey, look, what we say a couple weeks ago, the company did get moved.
Yeah,
for me to get that check.
Yeah.
All right, I get what you're saying, not quick.
Continue. Yeah, all right, so with me, so the Jonathan mindset is that's my corporate mindset, right? That's the smart nigga that... Okay, Roth IRAs, mutual funds, life insurance. That's that nigga, right? That's that nigga. Like, Roger is, all right, nieces, nephews, family. Y'all know me all my life. You knew me when I was short with, you know, thick glasses. Yeah. Dope is for the rest of you niggas. Dope is for the rest of you niggas, right? Because... I think because of my mindset is like, okay, I can't be dope in my house, right? I mean, I'm dope in my house, but I can't be dope in my house. You see what I'm saying? Like, I can't be dope in my home. I can be dope outside my home, but dope is only exists outside. Question can reside inside the house, outside the house, at work, outside of work. Can Chris exist inside the house at work? Chris, where can Chris exist?
Chris used to be out at work. Like my old job, they called me Chris at my old job.
Yeah. Smooth can exist anywhere. Because it's just like I introduced Smooth to my family. Oh, this is Smooth. I don't never introduce this nigga as Christopher. Ever. I have never introduced, whether it's to my dad, to my brother, to my kids, to anybody.
It don't even sound right.
It don't even sound
it
right.
It don't.
I've never introduced this nigga. And when he introduced me to his mom, he looked at me. He was like, nah, I can't introduce you to my mama as dope. So I'm going to have to introduce you to Johnson. So, okay, yeah, this is Johnson, Bob.
Hey, but look, though. All right, so I'm going to tell you a little story about that. I told her you was dope from the radio. All right?
Yeah.
Now, she just picked up Johnson herself because she know I've been knowing you, right, before you met her. But I got another partner named Johnson that she's starting to get y'all mixed up because Johnson is one of my childhood friends. And then she's seeing that you around. So now, when I say dope, she know it's you. Now, like, I really could just say dope. But I said it today. I don't know why. But she knows you as dope, though. Because she used to.
Yeah.
When I was like, I'm on the phone with Jonathan, she'd say, Hudson. I'm like, now dope from the radio. She's like, oh, okay. So it's like, now I got to separate you. Like, dope, that I'm on the phone with dope. Or then when I say Johnson, she know who I'm talking about, the Hudson, my other guy. So I think she more comfortable. And if I did say dope, but she said Johnson, but if we said dope, she'll know who we're talking about too, though.
And then Mama Grundy, when I went down to go see OG Tom and Mama Grundy, Quest was like, this is Johnson, right?
No, I said no first. But you introduce yourself as Johnson.
Because I said this is dope.
Yeah.
He was like, just call me Johnson.
Yeah, the name.
Everybody gets, listen, everybody gets street names. Mama and them included. Listen, man. You don't know what, but hey, I think his name dope. That's all I need my mama to say. I think his name dope. Yeah, I don't really know. I just met him, you know what I mean? I think his name's Smooth. Something, the dude, I don't know. Yeah, I need that. I need that uncertain certainty.
That uncertain certainty.
Yeah. Like, she thinks she know, but she don't really know. Even though she really know, but she gotta play stupid, but really be knowing the truth. Yeah, that's how it works.
Yeah. Man, it's kind of cool. Like when your parents transition, like when they start seeing you as the artist. Like when my dad really started seeing me as an artist, he was like, "Yeah, my son is an artist." And they're like, "Really, your son's an artist?" You know, like when your parents say they're an artist, and then they're like, "Oh yeah, no, you can find his music here." Like that is. Remember what your parents have always been supportive of you, Quest. But my parents haven't always been supportive of me.
My dad is probably because he's a musician, so that's the reason why. But he still, me and Smooth talked about it today. Like he gave me a time frame. Man, ain't no time frame. When I make it, I make it. Type vibe. I think that's also another reason why I really hadn't had kids, because that slowed him down. That slowed my pops down, bro. Dude got like.
I said
11, 12,
I said that
bro.
Earlier though.
Yeah,
didn't I say that earlier? Folks, family get in the way, you know what I'm saying? Slow them down from the mission. Yeah. Go ahead, though, Quiz.
That's one of the reasons why, like I said, I'm not adamant about, like, really actually having kids besides, you know, my situation I got now. Because you really, even though I still got that level of responsibility, but it ain't like, yo, this is solely dependent on me. You know what I'm saying? So me as the dreamer that I am, it's just like, dog, I gotta go get it.
Like, this shit has to go get the dream. You got to go get it yourself. Like, you just can't wait for it. You can't just sit idle on it. You know what I'm saying? So, and me and Smooth was talking about it earlier today. Like, man, you know, you can say one thing, but if you're not really actively working towards your goals, bro, like, this shit ain't going to happen. So that's kind of one of the reasons why me and my pops probably how we differ is, like, he had kids at a young age. You know, he had me at, let me see, my mom was 16. My dad had to be 19. My pops was 19 when he had me. You know what I'm saying? So that in itself, and just like we said, man, we grew up together. So that's why I'm still on the mission that I'm on, because I didn't have no kids. You know, my sister got some, but her life has changed drastically since, you know, having children. And that's something I'm frightened of, not like achieving what I gotta achieve, bro, because this is like my, you know, this is my kid. Like, I gotta see this shit through. Like, making it is like graduating college. You know what I'm saying? And even though I'm finna do that in the literal, but making it is like, all right, cool. Let me really nurture this child of mine, which is, you know, I put a lot of effort and heart and soul and hours and, you know, money and time. I'll never get none of that time back. So I got to make this shit happen for the best. So that's where I'm at.
Yeah.
Sorry about my
face. And the kid thing is true, because I remember I was like, I want to do music. And my wife was like, nigga, we got kids. So, you know what I mean? I had to put it all on hold.
That's what I'm saying. Your loved ones will make you put it to the side. You know what I'm saying? If they don't really believe in you, you know. But I guess that's why, like, Ice Cube, what's his name? Mad City Kid, that nigga.
Kendrick.
Them ladies stayed beside them, you know what I'm saying? Like, because they believed in them and they was there to reap the benefits when they made it type shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
They didn't let kids or whatever stop them.
Same thing with Jelly Roll.
Watch you say Ice Cube.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So it's one of them things where, you know, you really got to work at it, man. And as long as you got whoever your person is or partner is, or sometimes you be on that shit by yourself, but, you know, just like Smooth say, man, they going to reap the benefit. They going to be there because they've been there the whole time.
Man, that's a fact. A woman can breathe life into your music, bro. Like, every chick that I've ever been with since 2008, it's all like, hey, I do music, so just so you know. And the music changes with each woman that you're with, right? So you'll make a certain kind of music with this chick that you don't make with this chick, because she inspires you in a different way. I have noticed that when it comes to making the music.
I'm going to say this, though. I always made bangers with or without shorties.
I said different quests.
I always made slaps. The slaps keep coming. I'm always going to do that.
No, I feel that. I feel what Dope's saying, because.
No, facts. No, listen, like, y'all here now, I see. Quit playing with me. Yeah, that's facts. He's absolutely.
Like, I know what Dope is saying, because when I'm talking to a different chick, how I word shit goes is different. Like, you can tell what type of girl I got by the type of way I rap.
Riding down 95.
Bad bitch by my side.
Yeah.
I know, though, Chris. I you know me. I listen. I understand. No. Just for my tracks.
Oh, yeah, boy.
Anderson, love ass nigga.
Yeah, man. Now, what you mean by that, though? What you mean by that?
Yeah. Fuck with it. Fuck with it.
Hey, man, listen. But
that was a time,
rest in peace. Rest in her birthday coming up first. But, yeah, that's what.
What was that? You were Carver. Like that song, you were Carver back there on the old joint.
Yeah.
It's just different. Like I say, that, like, yeah, bro. I get you. I'm with you because I was actually there.
Yeah, man. This music thing is a beautiful thing. It's like the way we can express ourselves through music. Is like,
you don't even make girl calls.
I try to get him to do it, but he ain't really.
Through therapy, I've made a few through therapy. It's hard to put Jonathan in a track. It's hard to put Jonathan on the track. So they cross though. Jonathan and Dope cross on the track every now and then. But it also depends on who I'm doing a song with. That okay, well, all right, boom, I can go ahead. I can do this way. Like it's easier for Jonathan to be on the track if I'm doing something with Question versus if I'm not doing something with Question.
Crush loves sucking at the girl. Hello, ladies. How are you?
I'm just saying, man.
Why don't you take my heart and make it better?
Yeah. I can make you better. What else was I going to say? It was something else I was talking about. I forgot what the fuck it was. Hold on. I got it. I talked about it earlier with you. Was that yesterday, Quest? I talked to you about it. I'm trying to remember.
All right.
Oh.
I think it was yesterday. It might have been the day before.
But I can't remember. I knew I was like, we need to talk about that, and I can't remember what the hell it was that we were supposed to talk about. But here goes something. Actually, I was trying to save this for a little bit later, but shit, fuck it.
It's almost 10:30 now. Like, what do you mean?
Here's the question that was asked. Shout out to Instagram DM, because, you know, I get DM questions either on Facebook or on Instagram. And the question is it ever okay to date one of your partner's exes? Now, here's what I said. This is what I say. It's never okay to date one of your ex's girls or dudes. And here's the reason why, right? First of all, I'm not about to go to no social gathering. That's still my nigga. I'm not going to no social gatherings with you, with his ex-chick. That's not going to happen. Number two, I don't want to deal with the ghost. First of all, I'm not smashing any chick after smoothie dude. That's what I'm not doing. Because number one, I know exactly what smoothie dude did to you, and I'm never going to be able to kiss you. So the answer is no. It's never going to happen. I know what smoothie dude did to you. You know what I mean? So, no. Dope Ass Music says it's never okay. No, even if you had some type of connection, it is never okay to date one of your exes, one of your partner's exes. Never okay. Never a good idea.
Can I be all the way transparent, though?
Oh, shit. Go ahead. Oh, go ahead, Smooth.
Hold up. Say that again. You broke up.
Can you hear me?
No.
Okay, we hear you now.
We hear you now.
Fam, baby. Your little brother was fucking with her first.
Oh, that ain't the same.
Yeah, that's not the same.
Nah, but I fuck with I met Chip's little brother first. Me and him was cool first.
Yeah, but are you?
Right now, are we still cool?
Yeah.
Pretty, I mean, we cordial. His brother, he didn't mean as tight as he was. Like I said, I'm more tight with Chip than him.
See, that's what I'm saying. But like, right, like, if it was like if you, like, nah, I like.
All right, now, look, when we was, you know, I've been knowing him for 10, 14 years. Now, we was tighter back then. I think that may have brought us apart a little bit, but I can't really say. I mean, he was on some, he wasn't tripping shit. And I really wasn't supposed to get that as far as it did, but it did.
All right. Okay. So should we take Smooth to do the homie court? I mean, we could take it Smooth to do the homie court. Cause I mean, but.
You taking him to homie court, you might as well take me to.
Yeah,
so
I'm saying.
Put us both on trial.
I mean, honestly, bro, it ain't. I mean, it just depends on what.
Man, ain't no fucking rules. Ain't no fucking rules.
No. It's rules to the shit, but it's rules made to be broken. But it just depends. Okay, Q, Quest, you don't like my niggas. My best friend Jonathan, like my niggas, I ain't fucking with y'all exes. I might knock them off. I ain't gonna lie. I might knock. Now that's an ex. I don't know about exes, bro. Now, like a chick that you said you went with.
Man, how long?
Knocking off exes is not the same as getting with the ex. That's completely different.
How long they been broke up?
Listen, bro.
I'm not gonna do it.
I refuse.
Yeah, I'm kind of. And then let me add this to the chip little brother story. They didn't go together. They were just fucking.
That's different.
Another reason why I jumped on it. That is different. Now that I'm thinking, if that was his girlfriend, I wouldn't have fucked with him.
I'm right there with you. Me and Smooth Dude agree.
I ain't fucking with no nigga.
I guess I'm the only one going to court, then. Fuck.
This nigga Christ going to court, bro. You fell in love with your homie's ex?
Okay, so this is how it happened. So, boom. This, mind you, we were messy as this is in my messy fucking day. Like it was three of us. So we would literally like go through. We would literally like go through a team. So this one time, I don't even know how the fuck it happened. One of my homeboys hooked me up with one of the other homeboys' chick. Knowing, like, I knew they talked, but I didn't know they were together. Like, I thought it was on some wham, bam, thank you, man type shit. And that's what I went in there thinking, and that's what I went in there planning to do, but I fucked around and started liking the shit, and then I found out, it was more serious than he let on, than they both let on. So I don't know if I got to go to homie court for it, but I'm not the only one on trial for it.
No, I'm off. I got to quit it, bro. I'm straight because they were.
No, I'm talking about, like the niggas I rolled with back then, like we all need to go to homie court because we were just dumb type niggas.
But okay, well,
like our rule was literally shorty's gonna choose who she gonna choose.
Exactly.
It don't matter if you did it. It don't matter if you loved her or not. If she chooses, then she chooses. That was our motto.
It's also age stipulations too. Was y'all under 25 and under?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that shit don't even count, fam.
This was 19 to 23.
Yeah, that shit don't even count,
yeah,
fam.
That don't even count.
Motherfuckers ain't serious. I don't know too many people who went together in high school. They still together now, got married and all that shit. No, it's a sprinkle of people, but I don't know too many people that is still with their first boyfriend to this day.
I know a couple.
Motherfuckers still out here, bro.
Yeah,
I know, like,
so, yeah,
that with their high school sweetheart.
Yeah, so I'm in agreement with Smooth where I'll knock off an ex, but I will not go with the ex. I'll knock off an ex, but I won't go with the ex.
Oh, but what's your opinion on the reverse?
What you mean the reverse?
Like, talking to one of your exes on.
That's when you get to them. That's between them. If she gonna fuck, I'm gonna fuck. And I fucked a couple of my exes home girls.
What if you still cool with your ex?
No, in both cases, they were. And still to this day, they don't know. These hoes is more scandalous than niggas.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I would knock my ex-girl, homegirl out. If she gonna fuck, she gonna, why? You gonna, I'm gonna turn down some head. That's like a bird turning down some bread.
Yeah, you can get it.
You wouldn't fuck your ex friend if she wanted to fuck you, Chris?
I plead the fifth.
She gonna fuck your homeboy ex though. That's weird. That's weird. She gonna fuck your homeboy ex, but not gonna fuck your ex homegirl.
I believe the fifth.
I'm definitely not getting her off. She getting ran down through there.
Coach, I ain't heard your answer, fam. Did you say, I couldn't hear you.
Crazy.
All right, I'm going to start you out. But I don't know why you wouldn't want to answer that, but whatever. Because that seemed more cooler than you fucking yo. Homeboy ex.
It does seem cooler.
You saying it like I just did that last week.
I'm just saying you were so quick to admit that, but you don't want to admit that you fucked your ex homegirl. Like, I think that would come off quicker than you fucking your home. I was a hoe. I was fucking. So yes, you. So you did then. Ain't nothing, like, just yes or no. Like, I don't know why you hiding that. That seemed like, to me, in my eyes, that's more acceptable than you fucking the homeboy ex. Fucking the ex-homegirl. That's way more, like, better.
Yeah, there's no homie court for fucking the exes, your ex's your homegirl. There's no homie court for that.
You would not go
to homie court. There's no
homie. You actually get a jail free card with the homie.
Listen.
What if the ex is the homie? Is it a violation then?
Listen. Yes, it is. Listen.
It's actually extra points if you fuck your ex. So if she got a homegirl, the chick that she didn't like, if you fuck her, they give you more points.
Man, I'm going to tell you automatically win the game if you can fuck both of them.
The homegirl and the... My God.
Yeah,
back.
The homegirl and the ex.
Back.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yo, you the homegirl and the op.
No, I didn't. How can Mike be the op? Why is she the op, bro? What are you doing?
No, and you fuck your ex's best friend and you fuck her op, that's fucked up.
No, I didn't say nothing about the op.
What did she do to you?
I did, though. I did, so just say
that. What did she do to you?
Yeah, let's say your ex got a girl that she don't like. She don't fuck with her, but she bad. And you smash her too? Oh, yeah. You the champion.
That's, but my question is, what did she do to you to bring such maliciousness?
Look, that's kind of was my situation. My ex homegirl, it was cool, but then they went, when I knocked her up, they kind of was off.
They make her off?
But they used to be cool. That make her out?
Yes.
Yeah, that make her out.
So that's exactly what I did.
I mean, most girls opt where they best friend at a time.
Man, that's what I'm saying. Yep. And I knew it. I knew they were cool, and she knew we was together. But then, like I say, they got unfriended, and I seen it caught her down bad. I mean, I'm not even going to lie, bro. Listen, she went for a pair of Jordan Cement 3s, bro. Yeah, I know, right? I bought her a pair of Jordans.
Yeah, Glow.
Cubans on Cubans. And my name bumping up in the jail, homie.
Them titties is bumping.
I don't know.
Smooth with moving.
Yeah.
Man, shout out to that. Oh man, so shout out to the person with that one. Just, you know, hide your best friends. That's all we can say. We ain't got to hide our best friends, but definitely hide your best friends. We don't have to hide our best friends. So. That's why smooth. You never have to worry about me. Not Quest. Quest won't have to worry about you because there's no way I can love a woman like Quest love a woman. I can't do it. So...
Question. No, y'all
niggas
could never.
Bro, you really, man.
Yeah. Dope really trash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm gonna let one of y'all. To...
Dope really trash. We're gonna leave it at that.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
End of discussion.
You can never.
Yeah. And Chris will have one.
And he should.
He should.
And he should, but we ain't gonna talk about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, Glow.
Cubans on Cubans.
Yeah, Glow.
Now, shout out to Texas having spring break, and Easter is nowhere around. This is just some random shit they just threw. Spring break in the middle of March, and it ain't even spring.
Nah, shout out to Miami saying fuck spring break. Like, niggas do not come here.
I really love that shit.
That shit was wild.
Real, cause that shit showed just in the middle of the week, middle of March, like.
Yeah.
I don't know. And then what? Lil Rock shit next week, ain't it, Chris? Or you don't really know?
We start Friday.
Yeah. But I remember when we was in school, it always fell on my birthday, that last week of March.
End of the month. I used to always be
spring break on my birthday.
And then Easter is fucking this month. Like the fuck?
Well, Easter always drops back and forth.
Yeah, Easter April or March. No, it was on my birthday 1 year.
That's Easter is on Easter this year. Easter is on the 31st.
Oh, that ain't that bad.
Yeah, but it's normally April. It's normally the second week of April.
No, it has been March before. Like I just said, it was on my birthday before. It'll jump around.
Yeah, it'll jump around.
Because March 28th was Easter. I want to say within the last 10 years, it was on my birthday. I want to say 5, but I don't want to quote it and be wrong. But I do for sure know the last 10 years it was on my birthday.
Yeah. Here's the craziest thing, right? So spring break is usually winter break is usually around Christmas. I think Christmas is the only religious holiday that we actually – well, no, there's two. There's Easter. But we don't actually take Easter off. I think Christmas is the only religious holiday that we take off.
No, Easter is closed. Easter shit is closed.
4th of July.
No, but Easter usually be on a Sunday, though. So that's why, business is closed. Sonic and McDonald's still open. Now, but they close But they close on Christmas, though, is what I'm doing, bro. I think they're trying to get it.
Yeah. It's the only really good. Yeah, that's the only really – because Christmas is technically a religious holiday, but that's the only religious holiday that we have. Like,
yeah, folks, that shit really, really closed down.
Yeah.
It used to be Thanksgiving. They said, fuck this shit.
Thanksgiving?
Oh,
God. Thanksgiving's not a religious holiday.
Listen, I used to work at Best Buy. We didn't
used to be. Yep.
Listen, I used to work at Best Buy. It used to be closed
on Yeah, bro. You right, bro.
Yeah. But Thanksgiving is not a religious holiday.
Whatever.
How is Thanksgiving not a religious holiday?
Okay. What are we celebrating? Are we celebrating Jesus or God? Yeah. We're celebrating the white people that didn't slaughter the Native Americans and had a big feast. That's what we're celebrating.
And they came
Christmas
together. Yeah.
Exactly, but they covered it up by praising God for everything. We know the truth now. But
no,
they
play
used
before,
to cover it up as a religious holiday.
Look, we pray before we eat, Christians, but I bet you Muslims don't.
They don't celebrate
God before they eat.
Because Muslims pray 5 times a day anyway. So that's just like a part of their everyday ritual.
I think Crush may have a point, bro, because everybody
Muslims
don't
celebrate
Thanksgiving. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I'm thinking everybody.
Yeah,
I thought everybody celebrated Thanksgiving.
Nope.
Nah, it's
because
they had
the Passover. Yeah. They had the Passover. That's kind of like their,
so
quote-unquote.
Do Jewish people celebrate Thanksgiving?
Yeah,
no.
Everybody in America celebrates Thanksgiving.
All right, so that's a religious holiday, I believe.
No,
American holiday.
It's an American. Religion is the reason why we have Christmas is solely because Jesus was born on that day. Easter.
So
the only reason why we celebrate Easter is because Jesus. That's his death day.
That's the day he rose. Yeah, from the dead or whatever you want to call it. Resurrection.
Yeah. Resurrection.
It's like Passover, Yom Kippur, and all that shit. That's the Jewish shit.
Yeah.
Passover, yeah. That's a religious holiday, but we don't. But who actually celebrates Passover?
Don't Jewish people do that? Yom Kippur and all that shit? That's what I'm saying. Yom Kippur?
Yeah, but ain't nobody.
That's Jewish right there, right?
Yeah. Nobody's business is shut down. Nobody's getting paid off for work.
Yeah. Like right now it's Ramadan.
We don't even get paid for Easter anymore. They can't pay us for Easter.
But like again,
really?
Though, it's usually on a Sunday, and most Monday through Friday corporations is off anyway.
Yeah. So most times we're off anyway. Yeah, exactly.
But they probably really could because on the 4th of July, Memorial Day, them other paid holidays, if they fall on a Sunday, you're going to get paid either Friday or Monday.
You're going to get paid. Exactly. Exactly.
So, I mean, that's some more government shit. I hate the government.
Yeah.
Government manipulation.
Government. Just like this, the spring forward and the fall back. You know why we have daylight savings time? The reason why we have daylight saving time is because you're supposed to be more productive, yielding grain and farming when you have more daylight. So it was literally a way for people for you to cultivate more grain because you have more daylight.
Yeah, because they lied to us and told us because of the earth was tilting. No. Cap.
Cap.
I be hating America sometimes, bro. It's just crazy.
I be looking at my diploma and be like, what are you here for? Like, really?
Yeah, they've been lying to us for a long time.
Wait, we've learned more from the No Filter show than our 4 years in high school. Now you need to pay attention to the show.
No,
like, we talk a lot of bullshit, and we team thirsty when the host, the nice ladies come around. But when we really get our mind educated, when we get educated and don't drop, we all hold little nuggets. But when we drop them nuggets on each other, bro, I've learned so much from this show than I have for 4 years of high school, for real. Like, it's shit crazy.
I be just going through my head, like, man, that was a lie. That was a lie. That's a lie.
Man, so many lies, dog.
That's why they're so scared of critical race theory. Because if they teach critical race theory, everything will fucking unravel. Because if they can't make white people the almighty, all this shit unravels.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it will literally be a domino effect. The whole white supremacy of the whole white savior thing will crumble into pieces.
I mean, if you think about it, white people have only been white people in for what? 600 years.
400 years. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
six.
We'll say.
Yeah, about
six. We'll give them six, right? Before that, black folks has been holding it down. Before that, from Africa to the Moors, niggas been running shit for millennia.
All right, so look, and we gotta take it a little bit further, bro. Like, Egyptians is black people, so we go over there and talk about the people in. You know, we talk about the Egyptians, we talk about the Romans, the Mesopotamians, all of that shit.
That's what I was
like,
gonna say, yeah.
Yeah, like all of this, the nigga, we them black folks, man. Ethiopians, I can't think of all the different like descendants of Africans, but bro, like we been the kings and queens and gods and goddesses and all of that. You know, they just took the history and they sugarcoated their shit. And just like I was saying, man, they say if you want to hide some niggas, put it in books. But really, they lied to us in books too.
Yeah, in books.
You
gotta
think, like they took out the slavery shit in Texas. How you gonna take that out? You bitches did that shit, and you gonna take it out the books? Nigga, no. Put that shit back in. Hold yourself accountable for being white bigots. That's the proper word.
That's something they're not going to do.
For sure. I understand that, but
their whole thing about critical race is they say it's going to hurt these kids' feelings. That's their thing. It's gonna hurt their feelings. Good. It should hurt y'all feelings. They should be ashamed of what their predecessors have done to people.
But
for
see,
their
look,
entire, their
us,
entire existence.
Us people,
we were in just,
us people,
we
gotta
were in
do,
just
we gotta
only
think
one.
Better. Hold on, Chris.
Anglo-Saxon's been doing this since their fucking inception.
Chris, we gotta do better as people, though. Like the knowledge out there, but we rather be on social media talking about with these little AI things, taking pictures, making ourselves different. I know y'all have seen that bullshit. Instead of sharing, instead of sharing that knowledge, we share and retweet and glorify bullshit instead of the real knowledge, like shit we talked about tonight on the show. That shit won't go viral. It started with us, though, bro, on the cool.
I know. And how do you think we learned all this? We learned it through social media because they weren't teaching it. We had to come together and teach ourselves this. And that's what we did through social media. We taught each other through social media. Yeah, it's a lot of bullshit out there, but we also taught each other through social media.
What I'm saying is getting everybody else, like, motherfuckers want to share gossip, what Sexy Red did or whatever, some shit that don't even matter, but the shit, the real shit, what we talking about, that shit won't go viral. The change coming, gotta come from us.
It does. No, but it does, though. It does, though.
I don't think so, bro. We worry about other shit.
Like you said, how much have you learned? How much have you learned off this show?
Everybody don't listen to this show. That's what I'm saying. Our show ain't
But listen, follow me though. How much have you learned from this show?
A lot.
I don't know about Dope, because Dope do read, but I'm dyslexic, so I don't read much. So I find out a lot of shit through social media, and I'm like, huh, that's interesting. Let me see if that's true. And then I start looking it up, and if I go through a bunch of shit that coincides with that, I'm like, huh. Then I bring it up to y'all, and then Dope already read a book about it, like, oh yeah, that's true. So a lot of shit that I learned was from social media.
I look at it like this, right? And I changed my algorithm a lot. And again, it probably has something to do with just me being in my situation. Like, bro, I don't even be on third shit no more. The shit I be on, the motivational shit, the gym workout shit, fly clothes, fly cars, and that's it. Like, you can change what your input or what your output is, you know, what your input is by changing the things that you search on social media. Like, none of that bullshit don't pop up on my timeline no more. Because I don't search those things anymore. I search how to make money. I search how to be a better entrepreneur, how to get funding. All of those things now are reoccurring events on my timeline sporadically now. Once upon a time, it was big booty bitches, Spanish bitches, black bitches, white bitches, just bitches. It was just bitches on my timeline. But now, I'm in a different space. My mind is focused. I'm ready to move forward in my business acumen and things that I want to do. So the knowledge that I seek may come from a post that, just like Chris said, a post I might see on social media. It's like I found out that there's a few banks, even if you got bad credit, will still give you business funding. Like, that shit is a blessing because niggas need to know that there are companies out here that will give you funding even if you got fucked up credit. Give you business funds. You know what I'm saying? Like, niggas need to know this type of shit. But if we don't do the research and the due diligence, we'll never know these things. And that's the plus to, you know, having social media, which I really appreciate.
Them interest rates don't be high. I didn't fuck with one before, but I know exactly what you mean on that.
Yeah. And no, I agree with Quest.
I agree with both of y'all. Go ahead, Dope.
What I was going to say is changing your algorithm. So the only time I see big booty twerking bitches is if you, like, when you go down your Instagram, you have to go to, like, what's it? It's, like, in the middle, right? It doesn't pop up, like, on my timeline. Mm-hmm. I got to scroll down to the suggested reels. Yeah. So, but on my timeline, that's why when I be sharing stuff to my story, now it's crazy because my story be all about what? How men and women should engage better, how to be a better man, how to be a better woman, family.
You don't pay attention to none of that shit.
Say fuck all that.
But on my reels, and do have big booty bitch. I got a big booty white bitch right now on my. But I don't.
They try to bait us back in, huh, Dope?
They try to bait me back in, but I don't share it. I don't like it. I just, but I be trying and changing your algorithm, and that's why what Quest said was really prevalent. Is because by changing your algorithm, it'll change your aspect on life. Because if all you keep doing is scrolling and getting the same stuff, that's why people that like, where you get this stuff from, nigga? We're not searching for the same thing. Just like what Quest said, like. What is your algorithm, Smooth? What does your algorithm show you?
Really a bunch of shade room shit. Question you, music, truck driving shit, dog shit.
Hey,
not the actual shit
not,
on the floor.
Not the actual
shit.
Dog shit, but yeah, dog shit. Yeah.
Dog stuff, yeah.
Yeah,
but, yeah.
I'm about to go through my food.
I kind of went left. Like I said, I told Quest this before, and I've done this like maybe three times. Every chick, like I went down, every chick that showed her ass or turned to the side, I delete them.
I follow them.
Hit. I don't want to see it no more. Or I'm following them. Yeah. So I got
better
way to
than
clean
that.
Up your shit. Yeah.
Hey,
that's
and
a distraction.
Hold on. Hold on. I want to see how many. I want to see how many. So to add to that, if I don't get no engagement from nobody, I don't follow them. Right? So I don't care if I'm following 14 people, bro. If I know people not engaging with my profile, I'm gonna follow you, bro. Like, ain't no way you gonna follow me and not engage with what I got going on. What's the point of you following me if you don't engage? So I unfollow you to help change my algorithm again. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of people are like, you don't
that
follow me, nigga, you don't engage with my posts. That help the numbers. If you look at my followers, I don't have a lot of followers no more. I used to follow 5,000 people. Nigga, now I'm down to like 400 something. Fuck that.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what's crazy? It's because these niggas be in your stories, though. I don't get it.
I know. What happened when I touched down in Australia? Nigga, 100, 200, 300. Nigga, what? Yes.
Bruh. But don't hit not one like, no share, no. Now, then shout out to people like Samo, people like who else be doing Razor share a lot. Like, these, they share, and that's why they get love, right? They get love.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, Stoney is in the front running for Artist of the Year, though, because that project is fire. I ain't going to lie.
That's my dog.
Stoney,
I listened to that EP. I was like, ooh. You see, I stole about two, three songs off that project. I was like, yo.
Yeah.
Stunning, Stunning definitely one of them ones.
Yeah. But you know, it's crazy because even though, like, for example, I share people's music, I play their music, they don't really engage. Some people don't even like. But
that's what I don't like. Why do people not even like their own post that you tagged them in? Like,
yeah, that's weird to me. That's weird to me. But I'm like, okay, if I rock with your music, I'm going to still just rock with your music. It's not necessarily you as the artist, but the people that rock with me that want to know what the song is, cool. I'm not going to hate on your song because you don't engage, right? So, for example, we all rock with Stony, but Stony don't engage with our posts, well, my posts, right? Even if I'm playing this music.
Listen, Stony also worked two jobs too, so he might just not be on his phone, but I get it.
So what I don't do is I'm not going to disparage you because you don't need, because I still rock with the music nonetheless. So if Smooth run across Stony, his perception of Stony is not because he engaged or don't engage. It's because, oh, dope, that was a fire-ass song. Let me go add that to my Spotify playlist. So now, without even knowing it, Stony got a new follower on, you know, on Spotify or YouTube because of something I shared.
I agree and I disagree.
Yeah.
Now, if you like it, dope, play it. I get it. I probably wouldn't play it as much on the show. Now, in my personal time, I would. But if we trying to build a show, just like Quest just said, if you ain't interacting on my Twitter or Facebook or Instagram, I'm going to unfriend you. So and this was on Smooth and Dude show. I'm not even going to lie. If you didn't fuck with me all the way, I ain't play your music. Tag you once, maybe twice, play it twice. But if you don't even like your own post that I tagged you in me playing your song on my show, I ain't going to play you no more. Now, I hear Quest, he got two jobs.
Yeah. We know how many songs, how many artists I've played on this show over the past, we'll just say the 4 years that me and you've been rocking Smooth, right? How many of those same artists are still being played in 2024?
Four.
Like, Quest is still getting played. Crush is still getting played. Samo still gets played. Razor still gets played. But most of the people, like, if you really haven't been engaging, then it's like, you know, that's just, you know what I'm saying? That's just me. But, man, hey, we're going to go ahead and get up out of here. Smooth's phone dropped off. So if Smooth called one of y'all, make sure y'all click him in. We're going to go ahead and start our shouts out. We're going to go ahead and start with Mr. Worldwide Quest, the koala bear kisser. Shout out to Quest. Mr. DeLorean. Oh, shit. He dropped off, too. Hey, Chris, give me a shout out.
Shit, y'all know what it is. Shout out to the gang. You already know what it is. No Filter Boys all fucking day. Y'all can find me everywhere: Facebook, Twitter, iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, TikTok. Crush Scatter, CrushCatalyst. Y'all know what it is. Cold War all day. Shadowy all day. Elite Enterprises. May 11th, fresh air. We in this bitch. Dang.
Oh, it's going down. It's going down. Hey, man, we up out of here, man. Dope ass music. I'm about to go get me some of this chicken. Shout out to everybody that tuned in, man. We love y'all. We out of here.